Hi. This week the question is, can God heal without a miracle? Now, we've discussed on this program many, many times that miracles have ended. There are two major passages in the New Testament which teach miracles would end when the apostles died and the revelation of God's new covenant was completed and perfected. Those passages are 1 Corinthians 13, verses 8 through 13, and Ephesians 4, verses 7 through 13. But the question that we're asking this week is, can God heal without a miracle? Now, some people have the mistaken concept that the only thing God can do is something miraculous. Many people want to limit God and forbid Him from doing anything through natural means. Now, can God heal without a miracle? And the answer is, of course He can. In fact, this is how God heals people today. He works through natural means and natural laws to bring about healing. In Matthew chapter 9, verse 12, Jesus said to them, "Those who are well have no need of a physician, but those who are sick." Jesus is here teaching that when people get sick, they need to go see a physician, a doctor. When a person goes to the doctor, follows the doctor's advice, and takes the medicine the doctor gives, he may get well, and if he does get well, it is God that made that person well. In 1 Timothy chapter 5, verse 23, the Bible says, "No longer drink only water, but use a little wine for your stomach's sake and your frequent infirmities." Here, the Apostle Paul gives a prescription to Timothy for some physical ailments that he was suffering. Wine was prescribed as medicine. If Timothy followed the orders of Paul, and if God was willing, Timothy got better. Was this a miracle? Certainly not. This was God healing through natural means. In 2 Timothy chapter 4, verse 20, the Bible says, "Trophimus I have left at Miletus sick." Now, here is a friend and a helper of the Apostle Paul, and you'll notice that Paul did not miraculously heal this friend of his disease. If he was ever to get better, he would have to pray to God, take medicine, and see doctors, and if God was willing, he would become better, but not by miracle. Now, there's a difference between natural healing and miraculous healing. Miraculous healing is instantaneous and without any medicines, without any doctors. Natural healing is through the agency of doctors and medicine, and it takes time. Let me illustrate what I'm talking about. There's a difference between feeding people naturally and feeding people miraculously. In Genesis chapter 18, verse 8, Abraham took butter and milk and the calf that he had prepared and set it before them, and he stood by them under the tree as they ate. Now, here's food being prepared naturally. It requires time and effort on the part of a man. It was done in accord with natural laws, and nothing extraordinary is noticeable. But in John chapter 6, verse 11 through 14, Jesus took loaves, and when he had given thanks, he distributed them to the disciples, and the disciples to those sitting down, and likewise of the fish, as much as they wanted. So when they were filled, he said to his disciples, "Gather up the fragments that remain, so that nothing is lost." Therefore, they gathered them up and filled 12 baskets with the fragments of 5 barley loaves, which were left over by those who had eaten. Then those men, when they had seen the sign that Jesus did, said, "This is truly the prophet who is to come into the world." Now here, in this passage, food was provided supernaturally. It defied natural laws of the earth. It was extraordinary and very noticeable, and it was done for a purpose, to prove that the man working the miracle had authority from God. Men should therefore listen to this man, Jesus, and what he said. This was the purpose of the miracle. Now, in the same way, men are healed today, but not by miraculous means. There are no prophets living today who need to prove that they have a special message from heaven. God's message to man has been completely revealed. 2 Timothy 3, verse 16 and 17. And there's nothing more that God has to say to anyone other than what has been revealed in the Bible. Since there are no more prophets and there are no more apostles, miracles have ended. So in conclusion, men are healed today, but not by miracles. Rather, men are healed by natural means. Every time a man gets sick, takes medicine, and gets well, that man should thank the good Lord for making him well. But there are no miraculous healings today. Well, thanks for considering our message this week. We invite you to visit our website at www.willofthelord.com. That's willofthelord.com. There are no spaces between those words. There at our website, you can download the notes and the audio file of the message you just listened to. We invite you to call again next week as we consider another subject on Bible Talk.